Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I got this feeling that I've been here before. I got this feeling that I've been here before.
Oh, hello. Welcome to We Know's Parenting. I'm Peter McNerney.
I'm Beth Newell.
And I'm dead. I died.
You're in rough shape right now.
I feel like garbage.
Yeah. Well, it's a rainy day here in New York.
Sure,
I feel like
is.
The pollen count is still very high.
Maybe it's the pollen.
Yeah. I took a Zyrtec this morning, which I don't usually do in the daytime, and I was real sleepy all day.
I bet.
But then I got home and went for a jog.
You really did it tonight.
I really went for it.
I fell asleep while you were jogging.
You fell asleep while I was jogging.
It was a mistake. Maybe it wasn't. I don't know. Something's wrong with me. Nothing serious, but I can't stop peeing. there's no more water left in me, and I keep drinking water. And that's why I think I might be dead. I think
listeners,
I died.
Listeners, if you know what's wrong with Peter's pee, let us know.
What's wrong with it? Why can't it stay in my body?
I told you, you have to eat some salt.
Everything I eat has too much salt in it. That's the problem, says my doctor. Oh boy, that's what it is. You know what? I'm going back to see the doctor in a couple weeks, and I'm afraid what he's going to say. Because folks, my blood pressure, it's not great. I'm going to have to go on medication. Let's talk serious right
Can
now.
We talk about hypertension. How, like, a couple months ago, we were laying in bed and you suddenly pulled out this loud electronic blood pressure machine that wraps around your arm and was like,
"That's a good impression."
It was like that.
Do you want to do the whole thing?
Because that was
pretty good.
You?
I mean the. Okay, so I'm looking at my phone because it goes to my phone and it's making this sound. And I'm like, I should relax. And I'm like, blood pressure, heart rate, go down. And then I get nervous and it goes up.
Yeah, so you pulled that out and you just started doing it. I was like, what is going on? And you were like, oh, my blood pressure, this is how I do it.
Yeah. You didn't know I bought that?
I didn't know you bought that. You love to just buy gadgets.
It really helped me for a while until I stopped doing it and just let everything go to hell. That's why I'm dead.
We should get some sort of chalkboard where we can write empowering messages to ourselves for like, hey, take care of your body. drink water, eat some salt.
That's a lot of the, like the casting houses I go to.
Yeah, they're like, you got this.
It's just like a dream is just something that you haven't marched yet. That makes
a
sense.
A dream is a war you haven't fought in. Start a war.
I there's one place I go to audition a lot, and it's just like by the light switch in the bathroom, there's always one of those that's like achievement is just a state of mind. None of them are these examples we said because I'm
really not even my example.
Yours is perfect. Idiots not to do that one that I'd already forgot.
There's something so much more sad about putting those inspiring messages up when people are already like going to auditions they know they're not going to get.
Well, it's also in a place where they teach a ton of acting classes. Mm-hmm. And so they're, you know, they want to inspire people because they need to sell more classes.
Yeah. They're like, your goals are just another $200 away.
You're going to be a star. I'm like, screw you.
Okay. So this is a parenting podcast.
Oh, yes, yes. What are we doing here? Whining?
I don't know.
Okay.
We're tired. You're the most tired tonight.
I'm the whiniest I have felt in a time. But we're going to push through it. And by we, I mean me.
Yeah. So we had, I feel like finally just this sort of normal weekend at home. Maybe we did before this. I can't keep track of anything. My life is a blur. We took the kids, I took Maven to the beach on Saturday while you and Bryn watched TV.
It was great. It was everything everyone wanted.
Yeah, I think so.
Maven wanted her alone mommy time.
She
wanted
was really happy about it. She said she was doing something later where she was doing her normal like following me around thing. And she was like, mommy, I love following you. And I was like, yeah, I've noticed.
That is entirely correct.
And that was after she had a full day with me, which she never, ever gets.
I love having one-on-one time with either one of our kids.
Yeah.
It's so incredibly rare.
Yeah, it was great.
We got to do that more often.
Yeah. It was nice to be at the beach with just Maven because, I mean, it would have been fun to see Brent at the beach, but he's so hyper and like always pushing boundaries, and not that she wasn't doing that, but like she was kind of chill and just like happy to be there. Yeah.
And beach boundaries, that's important. Those are important boundaries. Like the boundary between the land and the sea, that's a key one. That's an important one.
Is this from one of the posters from the...
Now get out there and act. Just remember, the boundary between the ocean and the land.
You're only as far from your scene partner as the land from the sea. Okay, so we took him there, and then we went over Prince Friend's house for a little pizza
This was
party.
Not a normal weekend. Everything was different. We had two friends' houses trips.
I mean, it's normal in the sense that I feel like this is what other people do with their lives.
Oh, yeah, normal people stuff. Yes.
Yes.
Not normal us.
And we had a nice little pizza party with them.
We sure did. That was fun.
Yeah, drank some beers while the kids played in the other room.
And there were no
meltdowns.
Oh, I was going to say there were no meltdowns, but Bryn had a major meltdown on the way
home.
Yeah,
when we tried to leave. Another classic, very embarrassing meltdown as we're trying to leave a nice night.
And I have to be like physically.
Yeah, our son had to be dragged away with no shoes on.
I had to force him into his. Maven slapped me in the face last night. So comically hard. I don't know. She was really upset about something. And I sort of put my foot down because she's been acting up. And I wasn't overreacting. I was just like, no. And I picked her up, and she just pulled her hand back and struck my face with such a whoopsh that I looked at her totally shocked. And then she looked at me like shocked at what she had done. And I was like, you're going to your room. Or No. I said, hey, like too loud. I shouldn't have said loud, hey, so aggressively. But I was... It hurt my feelings.
She's so sassy lately.
So I took her to her room, And she cried really hard because she was scared. Because she scared me, I scared her. I put her in there. And then I just like got her a bowl of pasta for dinner. And then Bryn was eating his. And of course, whenever one of them is freaking out, the other one turns into an angel.
No, that's not what happened to me the other night. I picked them up from daycare and they were both like dehydrated or something.
Yeah.
They were both being so horrible at the same time. And I was like losing it because I had to turn the office chair on its side so that Maven couldn't keep dragging it over to like climb the counters.
I was wondering why that was there.
In the midst of also dealing with Bryn, who was having like a full-on meltdown. They were such a nightmare. And then in the middle of it, like it started to calm down, but they were like not taking a bath and I just gave up on the bath. And then Bryn grabbed my phone, was playing with it. And so in the middle of all this, he took a video of me somehow just walking towards him trying to look calm, and it's just me like staring at him like just clearly so tired and annoyed.
So you got a glimpse of the energy that you brought towards your kids and realized you weren't playing it cool at all.
Yeah. But they started it, so I
oh, that's mature. Yeah.
But Maven has been so sassy lately, and when we were getting ready for the beach she was so excited about it, and she kept, like, when I was putting sunblock on her, she was like, now we're all fresh and we can't get burned. We're not going to get too hot. And she was like, as we're leaving, she kept saying, we're so fresh and good. We're so fresh and good. She was just like so happy. And then we walk outside and she'd go, it's a nice sunny and cloudy day.
Well, so after continuing my tantrum story, as soon as I threw her in her room, and I don't mean through, but I sort of do, because I put her, no, actually that wasn't true. I just put her in her bed, and then I gave Bryn his food, and I put her bowl of pasta out, and I basically just ignore her when she freaks out, and then she'll come out slowly, and I'll just ignore her, so she doesn't think that we're competing in it anymore. And then she came out and walked down the hall, and then I looked at her, and then I saw her look at me, then I saw that she was furious still, and then she looked over at her bowl of pasta and then looked back at me, and instantly I knew exactly what she was going to do.
Oh, no.
And she just sprinted so fast towards the bowl, and I go no, and I reach out and she grabs the bowl and just flips it all over the carpet. Like, deliberately, that was her plan. And then she recoils because she knows I'm going to grab her. And I was like, no, and I missed. And I picked her up, and I was so angry. But I'm immediately going, like, don't show it. No emotions. Don't do it. I just pick her up. I don't say anything. I just take her right back to her room. And I go in it, and I throw it on her bed. Not throw. Well, you know what? A little bit. I put her on her bed, but that last half foot is really where my anger was. All her big blankets and thing, and I was just a little bit of a flick at the end because I'm just like, how spiteful. She's like, I'm going to come out and throw that pasta all over the carpet, and it's going to spill perfectly, and there's going to be macaroni and cheese all over the carpet, and you're going to have to clean it up, Daddy. And she won. And then she screamed and screamed and screamed and screamed, and then finally I held the door closed because she was trying to come out, and she screamed more. And then finally she calmed down. I went in there and I picked her up, and she like hugged me, and I took her to the kitchen. I didn't say anything. And I started getting her a bowl of more pasta. And then she just whispered to me and she goes, I'm sorry, Daddy. And neither one of our kids has ever unprompted apologized to me, and I like almost burst into tears, and I was like, it's okay, you're a good girl, blah, 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 blah.
She's been so like funny and horrible lately. Like she like she'll do this thing where I've had this like fairly successful trick of putting them to bed, and then when they try to say, mommy, I want to be with you, that's what they always say. Mommy, I want to be with you, and they're trying to
she
get
tried
me to
that
lay
tonight
down. So they say that, and then I'm like, oh, well, I'll be right back. And then I just shut the door and hope they fall asleep, which works like a fair enough amount of the time.
I do that all the time.
And then so Maven is catching on to that, and then she's like, so she keeps going, I'll come with you. I'll help. I'm going to help you. I'm going to come help you. And then I'm like, no, Maven. And I put her back in her bed. And she just like keeps, being like,
I'll just go right there with you.
Let me help. And like Bryn was even laughing at her because it was like so ridiculous. And another thing they both did last night, I think, which was very annoying, is Bryn like accidentally, but not really accidentally, spit a bunch of milk out into his blueberries. And so then Maven
He's like, whoops.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God, what happened? And then Maven was like, well, I have to do that. And I was like, Maven, no. And of course she tries to do it. So then I took both their milks away. And then she got pissed at me, like, as if I'm the one who's being ridiculous. She's like, just give me the milk.
You're ruining all the fun.
She's like, what? I just need the milk. Anyway, the worst.
That being said, it was a really delightful, wonderful week. But
the other thing Maven did I have to say is that I was putting them to bed the other night and it was like getting pretty hot in the apartment. And I was like, you don't need your long sleeve pajamas and pants. Like you could just wear the top. And she's insisting on it. And then she dug in her heels so much that she goes, I need socks and gloves. And she insisted on putting on socks and a pair of winter gloves to lay in bed. And at that point I was just like, I'm not having this argument. I was like, go for it.
Spiteful. I discovered a new tactic today with Bryn. It's actually the second time I did it today, which is, you know how worth it is to get like really serious with them? Like he didn't want to hold my hand in the road to get in the car, even though we're on this street that's a dead end and it's probably fine, and he wanted to just walk behind me. And I'm like, no, we're in the street, you're going to hold my hand. And he's like, I'll just stand behind you. And I'm like, I'm not going to compromise on holding my hand in the road. So have you ever tried this where I'm just like, you have to do what I'm saying right now? If you get really stern like that, it never works with him.
Yeah.
But I tried this thing where like I was very stern. I was like, you have to hold my hand. You have to do it now. And of course he doesn't. And then I took a breath and I said, Bryn, do you know why I'm being very serious right now? And he took that as a really interesting question because I wasn't being mad. I was like, I'm being very serious. Do you know why? And then I explained the importance of being of why you need to hold my hand in the street. And I played it more as like, this is a thing that's serious to me. And I'm scared if you don't hold my hand. And then it was suddenly him holding my hand was something, a favor he was doing for me. And then he was like, okay with it. And I was like, and I did it again today. I was like, do you know why I'm being so serious? Was the question that he like really latched onto. So that's my new thing.
Well, on the flip side, I'll say that last night he was trying to get something out of the medicine cabinet that's sort of hanging on the wall, but it's not securely mounted. And I have this paranoia about them pulling that medicine cabinet down onto themselves.
Yeah, the medicine cabinet that's bigger than both of them.
Yeah. So I was like, I was already very frustrated with him. And so I kind of like screamed at him about it because I was just like, you don't do that. I was like, you're going to hurt yourself. I don't want that to fall, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So it didn't end the argument, but he like left the room and pouted and like did his whole like angry thing. But then when he came back in to like continue taunting me about it, he wasn't pretending like he was going to hang on it, which he had been kind of doing before. Like he had been putting his hands all over it. And this time he just reached his arms up to try to get the thing at the top of it without like putting any weight on it. And I was like, that was a pretty good scare I gave him.
Yeah, all right. You can act like you're being tough, but as long as you took the note.
Yeah.
Good job, boy.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, You can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
It's time for We Knows What They're Watching. This is all about that I was gonna say that sweet media that our kids consume. It's about their media consumption. Beth, you requested this one. What?
Are you done?
No. Dehydrated.
I wanted to talk about this book we got. As you guys may have noticed, we've been getting our kids a lot of books about birth and death and sort of heavier concepts lately. But I found out about this book that is about gender identity for kids, and it's called It Feels Good to Be Yourself by Teresa Thorne. And I follow Teresa and her husband on Twitter, Jesse Thorne, and they're very vocal about they have a trans daughter, and they've sort of helped her come into that in a really, I think, well-researched way. I've sort of loosely been following it over the years. But this book, which you and I have both read to our kids, it's a pretty good intro into gender for kids, which it just sort of tells these stories of different kids and how some of them, when they were born, people thought they were a boy, but once they were able to find words, they were able to explain that they were a girl or that they were non-binary, and some of them considered themselves both a girl and a boy, and some of them felt like they were neither a boy or a girl. And I think it's just a really good simple breakdown for kids. It's obviously not like the be-all end-all of information about trans identity because it's for kids, but I think it's a nice intro.
Yeah, it really is just like here's a list of different kinds of people and different gender identities, and it's like there's no story really, but it's introducing these things. I think we both read this to our kids at least once.
Yeah,
and Bryn, they seemed interested enough, but Bryn was thinking about it, and at one point I was like, he repeating something back from the book, he goes, yeah, I'm a boy, but I feel like a girl. And I had a moment, an impulse where I'm like, I don't think that's true for him.
Right.
I think he's just repeating what he heard in this book. And then I was like, my impulse is not to confront him on it, to be like, well, let's get into that. Do you think that? And I was like, I'm just going to let that be. I'm going to come back and see how he identifies with this again.
Well, I think that's, the nice thing about children's gender identity, if it's really their identity, they're going to keep coming back to that idea.
Oh, yeah.
You don't need to debate it with them or, you know, try to suss it out. It's just, you know what I mean? It's going to come out on its own. So,
yeah, I guess if I'm being honest with myself, I think probably my brain, there was something in me that was just like, no, that's not true for you.
Well, because it doesn't feel true for how he's expressed himself. Yeah. So
well, then I had to have some self-reflection where I was like, how much of that was a like, oh, I don't want that to be true for you. I hope that's not the case. But that was how I spent the rest of my night going that like.
Well, you just really never know where people are going to fall on the spectrum. Like, who knows?
Yeah.
Jonathan Van Ness just came out as non-binary. He says he identifies sometimes as feminine, sometimes as masculine. And I thought that was... It's exciting to see people who are already in the public eye. Mm-hmm. It's exciting to see anyone be able to own their trans identity, but it's exciting to see these influential people starting to come into these identities and speak more openly about them because it's really just normalizing it in a way that I'm so glad our kids get to grow up with.
Yeah. I have a good friend from high school with a trans daughter who's really wonderfully open about it on Facebook, and like that's like the closest person in my life that has a transgender daughter, and that just like seeing how that actually plays out today, and seeing that her daughter is like has always very clearly been a transgender girl, and that like visibility is so huge and so wonderful, because that's how people learn about things that are different. You know, we don't all have that. That's why something like this like book is like the simplest thing you can do for your kids, to just be like, oh, here's some things, some people that exist that might not be in your life. Let's read this. You know what? We got a listener mail about this. Can I read a listener mail about this?
Sure.
I just realized, just recommending some more books.
While you're looking for that, I want to talk about a friend of ours who we talked previously on the podcast about. Her son is really into wearing dresses and has a lot of girlfriends and went to a princess party. This week he had a dance recital. So his classroom, which happens to be all girls except for him, they have like a weekly dance class and they put on a show. And so she got there and she's excited because her son is sort of into these things. And the dance teacher, who was a slightly older woman, had choreographed this dance for the girls where all the girls are wearing like leotards and tutus, and her son was supposed to wear like a t-shirt and shorts, but she let him wear a leotard and shorts. And she choreographed this thing where all the girls laid down and watched him while he held like prop barbells and did a dance with the barbells, like a more like to be more masculine. And she was so upset about it because it's just, I think she just feels like it's sort of like not allowing her son to be his full self, and like it's putting the girls into a box and him. And it's just like, she's like, I have nothing wrong with no issue with the barbell dance if all the girls had also been doing that. You know what I mean? Like,
it sounds like to me, I bet that woman is used to a career of like, if she does have boys in her class, it's like boys that aren't sure they want to be there. And
Well, that's what I was thinking.
I'm sure she has some of that kind of voice.
I think she's probably, since she's probably been doing this for many, many years, is used to a certain amount of backlash if she has the boys doing things that are too quote unquote girly.
Yeah.
But it's, I was saying like to our friend, is just, I think it's crazy how much these things have shifted in just the last few years in terms of our expectations. So you have to feel a little bit sympathetic to this older woman who's just like, it's hard for her to keep up, I would imagine.
She's put in such an effort to like...
I think she was trying to be inclusive and excited. You know what I mean? Like she was trying to find a way in for him, and she has no idea that that's that he's not the type of boy that needs that at all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
I'm just trying to picture like a ballet dance recital with a barbell character in it.
I mean, the dance was funny. He was really cute, but it's just like, it's unfortunate that those girls were laying on the ground watching him like that. Anyway.
And were they all going, ooh, ooh la la?
I think they were like laying on their stomachs with their head in their hands, and sort of like.
And their toes pointed, kicking?
Yeah, something like that.
Which, like in slumber party pose?
Yeah. They were like, have you heard about Kim? So do you have this listener mail?
Yeah. This subject line is sex books. So this speaks to the gender matter a little bit, but I realize this is a little bit more about sex books, but it's all about books for kids on topics that aren't always easy to just bring up with your kids. Hey, Peter and Beth, love the show, and your kids are adorable. My name is Candace, and I'm a single mother of four. Exciting, right? Ha ha! Anywho, I wanted to write in and say thank you for raising children that aren't ashamed of their natural bodies and what those bodies can do. It's nature. Also wanted to recommend more books. I recently purchased all three of Robbie Harris's books, and my boys have really enjoyed them. Obviously, we had to work through enjoying the books with a level of maturity. PP remarks were nonstop during the initial introduction. Anyway, I highly recommend this series for kids when teaching them about sex. The books also address LGBT matters, which I found super helpful. Thanks for all you do and never stop being you. We haven't read these books, but it sounds like something I've noticed, and we have a bunch of cool, sex education books. They are pretty dated in some ways, and I'd be interested to see maybe these a more modern take on sexuality beyond the 10.
I think Robbie Harris was one of on the list of books I mentioned.
Oh, well, there you go.
Recent.
There you go.
I think we just got one of those.
Oh, well, I haven't seen it.
I think it was just a little bit text heavy and didn't seem worth trying to read to the kids just yet.
Not quite yet. That'll be phase two.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Candace.
And yes, I cannot believe, I mean, I can, but I'm very impressed that someone who is a single mother of four children.
Of four boys. As one of four boys raised by two parents, I double applaud you, Candace. And this has been We Knows What They're Watching.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. the lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This next segment is called Listeners Want to Know. This is where we take some questions and comments from our listeners.
Oh, we got a lot of email this week. I want to get into some. All right, this one came in. Wow, actually, this one came in 7 minutes ago while we were recording. Feels meant to be. Question for the pod. Hey, Beth and Peter. I love the podcast. I was wondering, are there any movies, TV shows, etc. that you grew up loving that you want to share with your kids, but you're worried they're somewhat problematic? Would you try to share these things with them while providing context and criticism, or would you just hold off until they're much older? Love you guys, and love how much your kids talk about farts. Stephanie, good question. This has definitely come up in surprising moments.
Well, here's the thing. Everything is problematic. Especially if
everything?
Yeah, literally everything is problematic in some way. And especially things that are from 20, 30 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
boy. So here's one that comes to mind for me is Looney Tunes, which Looney Tunes is like it is like more
Looney
means,
Tunes is like the most problematic
in a lot of ways. It is, and it was when we were little, because you know it's from the 40s. I mean, there's some Looney Tunes that are like have just horrible racial stereotypes and stuff, but Looney Tunes is really special thing. It's an incredible show in terms of the rhythm of comedy and like how animation and comedy is mixed with music and the musicality of and the rhythm of comedy is like so drilled into my brain, especially what I do for Story Pirates. It's that like that show matters so much to me. But there's a lot of, you know, it's this like Bugs Bunny dressing up like a woman and everyone being like, oh, like the
old cartoons always like only have one female character that comes on like once every three episodes and everyone's like horny for her.
Yeah.
Like it's so bizarre.
I've had stuff on like that and then scenes like that happen.
They also, those old cartoons are incredibly racist.
Yeah, there's a lot of those that you
but
certainly
just, like,
didn't
out
notice
of the blue
else.
In weird ways that you like forgot our country was racist. Like it's just, it's bizarre.
That has been on, and I've seen it come up when my kids are watching. I'm like, oh no, I guess we can't watch this.
Yeah.
I mean,
a lot of it is like so foreign to them, like you can quickly skim past it. But
and it was when I was little. Like there are jokes. There's the whole reference level of that show is from when our grandparents were in their 20s.
Yeah, it's all like V boats and. Like, okay.
So that one's tricky. You gotta watch those beforehand. What comes to mind for you?
I mean, we've already introduced a lot. Like, all the Disney movies are kind of problematic from our childhood. Like, all the female characters are not quite formed. The thing that recently I was really thinking about introducing them to that I just have kind of zero memory of how it actually plays out is Mork and Mindy, because I feel like they're getting to this age where you can kind of watch more adult stuff with them, like that might actually be entertaining to us, you know. And
Mork and Mindy,
well, because I think Robin Williams is such a vibrant performer that he kind of like, it's not you don't have to be, it's not like about being like a smart, witty adult or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well,
it's
he's
like
a human cartoon character.
Yeah, yeah. He's like a cartoon. So I was like thinking that would be maybe a fun thing that Bryn would enjoy seeing him.
I bet you that show is full of dated, uncomfortable things.
It's
that gotta
be. I just have no memory for any of the plots of any episode.
No, I can't. All I can picture is him running around the room improvising.
Yeah.
Doing his thing.
Yeah, but I think that would be fun. I don't know.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. A lot of the Disney movies, there is that, you know, like Ariel's whole story arc is very problematic, where she just gives up her whole life for this beautiful man that she knows nothing about. But you also see that era where they start to want to create these like strong princesses like Jasmine, who's like, I'm not getting cooped up and all this. And there's a lot of stuff when we were growing up where it was usually female characters confronting the stereotype and saying, I don't have to just be this.
You mean like Mulan?
Yeah. And I realize a lot of it is, oh, our kids watch this and like they're still being introduced to the idea.
The idea that women are inferior to begin with.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, by the way, you should know that's how it is. And so this movie is a fantasy breaking away from that.
Yeah.
And I want to see the movies where that's just not a thing.
Right. Well, that's why everything sort of becomes more and more problematic, is because the points you're trying to make today should not be the points you're trying to argue tomorrow. Yeah. You know what's interesting? This is very off topic, but someone tweeted today a list of the intro songs that candidates picked for some sort of event in Iowa where a bunch of Democratic presidential candidates were speaking. And the music that they choose to intro themselves is fascinating, because this is like the first time I can remember having a presidential race where so many candidates are choosing like hip hop songs and like 90s R&B songs.
Oh, wow.
And
yeah.
Like Andrew Yang, who is this kind of like out there candidate who's really into technology and stuff, he chose for his song Return of the Mac, which is like, it's just so funny. But anyway, I was like, wow, it really is like, makes you feel old when you're becoming sort of like the target demographic of a presidential campaign. Do you know what I mean?
100%. Yeah. Like I can't picture any candidates coming out to anything that came out later than 1979.
Well, Gillibrand has a Lizzo song as her song that she came out to was Good as Hell. Which is just like so funny. I mean, it's like,
oh, that's really funny.
Speaking of problematic, it's like a slightly questionable to have a white woman come out to that. I don't know. But
yeah. Although I say that, I realize Hillary had a lot of like Katy Perry last time around.
Yeah, it's sometimes hard to say what's more problematic. what was I going to say? Kamala Harris has a Mary J. Blige song, I think, which is like pretty exciting. Just in like the lyrics and stuff were it was just more the lyrics of the different songs was like more revolutionary than I was expecting, if that makes sense. Like I was just like, wow. This is like I mean, I guess Obama had this element where he was like, I'm into rap.
Well, that was the thing. Before Obama, we're only talking about older white dudes, pretty much.
Yeah. Well, that's what's funny is, like, in 2019, so now these candidates, there's, like, two candidates, including Beto, who did the Clash songs. And it's, like, that's something that, like, would have maybe seemed cool, like, 8 years ago. But, like, now it's just, like, dude, like, come on. It's 2019. Like... The Clash is like a million years old.
It's like this is the equivalent of when I don't listen to the radio very much, but when I'm in a car and turn the radio and it's like it's the oldie station, classics of the 80s, 90s, 2000s, and today. And it's
it's what suddenly the songs I was listening to in high school is when I was in high school, that was the 70s station, and now it's the 90s station. We're all going to die. That's the lesson.
Somehow there's like always a 70s station, though. Like
classic rock, never die, baby. How about another email? Here's one. Ready, Beth?
Yes.
I know that you point out that I don't need to say, are you ready? But I can't stop it. I can't help it, and I'm sorry. Are you ready?
I just have that look about me like I wouldn't be ready for an email.
I can't see you because of these vocal reflectors. If you guys ever curious what we look like, we can't
okay,
see each other.
You didn't have to ask if I'm ready. You didn't have to.
Are you ready for this, Beth? Question. Dear Beth and Peter, my name is Andrea, and I'm from Lake Forest, Illinois. Thank you for being my favorite podcast. You guys actually popped my podcast cherry. You guys are a hoot.
We're her first podcast?
Yeah, that's not crazy.
That's crazy.
So many people don't know what a podcast is and don't know how to get it.
Usually they're like our friends.
Usually there are friends who don't know how to get a podcast?
They're like people we're talking to that are like, what do you do? They're not people who listen to our podcast.
Well, they got to start somewhere.
Welcome to the
Andrea,
wild world.
Tell us, how did this happen? How are we your first podcast?
She doesn't have to tell us.
Tell us. Here's her question.
While you're telling us that, please tell my husband how to drink more water.
I drank so much water. It's just coming out of me. It won't stay in. That's the problem. I have recently...
Andrea, are you a doctor? Can you help us?
How do I say it? Can you send an IV? Because I need to stay hydrated. I literally feel insane. I have a recently turned one-year-old daughter named Mia. Happy birthday, Mia. A week after her birthday, we found out that I am pregnant with baby number two. Beth, do you have any words of advice of how to survive handling a toddler while pregnant and feeling like shit/tired all the time? Can you guys tell me what you think the pros and cons are of having two so close together? Thank you and love you guys on the show. Love, Andrea. Why don't you hit this first, my love?
I almost don't even know what to say. You know what I mean? It's just like, Andrea, Andrea.
Oh, sweet Andrea.
I also don't have a great frame of reference for that whole phase of my life is still such a crazy blur, and I don't really know what to attribute what kinds of exhaustion to, because I was postpartum during the 2016 election, and then while I was still postpartum, I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer and realized my thyroid had not been functioning properly. So in addition to pregnancy, breastfeeding hormones, weaning hormones, all the million things that were wrong with my body, I also like was not producing the thyroid hormone that gives you the energy to get through the day. So, and I was also writing a book. I was losing my mind.
You had a rough go.
It was bad. And
for a little while.
I don't think I'm really the person you want to ask. Like, I don't have a good frame of reference for how that would normally go. But I will say, I think it's, by most accounts, having a toddler and a baby is an exhausting nightmare for a while.
I'll say, I would do it the same way. Again, because having gotten through it in the shortest amount of time possible, I think we knew we wanted more than one, but it just, this is probably the way I brought this up. We found out we were pregnant. Beth was pregnant with Maven on Bryn's first birthday. So very similar to you.
I would agree. I'm glad we got it over with, but I also am glad we didn't do it any sooner than that.
Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah.
Because we were like just catching our breath, and then we were like, oh no.
It was, I've said this before, but it was that day on his first birthday that I remember thinking and probably saying out loud, like, I think we're through the worst of it. You know, like it feels like things have settled down and we've got a handle on our we're coming back to our lives.
Yeah.
And then there was another one. But boy, now, like right now, I just sat after dinner listening to Bryn and Maven play with each other. And it brought me, aside from being dead and being miserable, it brought me so much joy just to hear them like making up stories and like being these characters and playing and having equal footing. Like Bryn listens to Maven and she listens to him. And it's a totally different thing when they're 3 years apart.
I'm so glad we're done with bottles and daily diapers. We still have nighttime diapers, but there's so much like stuff that we used to have around, like in our way all the time.
Swings and strollers and harnesses.
Car seats that weigh like 800 pounds that you have to lug in and out and up the stairs. So glad that's done. And then, I mean, I'm afraid to like even say this because I have like the fear of God makes me think that if I get too relaxed, I will suddenly find myself pregnant.
If you just like unclench your core.
I mean, it's happened before twice.
It's true. Maybe that's what our, are we talking about our neighbors?
Our neighbors?
Yeah. This is the real news of the week.
Oh.
should we tell our listeners? This is very embarrassing.
Yeah, let's talk about it. So you tell the story.
Okay, so I'm on a conference call. And so I live in fear of our downstairs neighbors. I know they tolerate a lot of stomping because we have a 3- and 4-year-old. And they don't know how to not stomp when they go anywhere.
And they run around.
And they run. And we don't really have as much carpeting as rugs as we're supposed to.
I think it's fine. The reason I'm not too worried about it is because as opposed to when they were babies, they keep pretty normal human hours, and they're not doing that in the nighttime. We're not preventing anyone from sleeping.
Yeah, it's gotten better. However, we are keeping people from sleeping. And I found this out because my elderly downstairs neighbor had to talk to me about my quote-unquote lovemaking. So I was on the phone, and he's like, oh, hey, Peter. And I was like, oh, yeah, 1 second. I sort of put the phone on mute. I'm like, what's up? And I'm like still paying attention to the phone. And then I realized as he's talking, oh, my God, he's talking about listening to me have sex with my wife. Their bedroom is right below ours. And I've had this thought, and he's like, do you have a headboard? And I was like, oh, he's like, maybe you want to put a pillow. And I'm like, oh, no, we don't have a headboard. And then he's like, oh, well, you know, do what you got to do. And he said, do what you got to do. And in my mind, I was like, you mean my wife?
Yeah, he did literally mean
he literally
that.
Meant.
Yeah.
Do your wife.
I'm glad he said the thing about the headboard because otherwise I would have just been eternally paranoid that I was like unknowingly like vocal. And I don't think,
not to get into the weeds here, folks, but we're not terribly vocal people.
I don't think I'm that loud. It's a relief to know that it's more of a...
We have a bed frame on wheels, and two of those wheels are directly on the wood floor. And then there's movement. The thing doesn't stay still, and I know that it's very loud, and now I'm mortified.
Yeah. I mean, not to mention, we got to do what we got to do.
I mean, we got to do what we got to do. But now I can't undo it comfortably because I'm thinking about our elderly neighbors
downstairs.
You could
just pat it. We have, like... things that we could put under the wheels.
This is let's just floor the whole room in that and like the rubber that they have in hockey rinks, just padded floor. If anyone here has had this problem,
if anyone has tips on how to sound insulate your bed for banging against the wall,
for banging period, please write in.
Yeah, write in, subject line bang hacks. And
let
Sweet us
bang
know.
Hacks at We Knows Pod.
Also, we need to start a Patreon so we can have like a fund for people to fund us living in our own home.
This is
where we're not torturing our elderly neighbors on a daily basis. Let's start a Patreon.
I suddenly feel so very vulnerable talking about this.
About our need for a house. Me too.
This did make me want to get a house more than anything else. I was just like, yeah, I don't want anyone to hear me do that.
I took the kids. We didn't really talk about this, but I took the kids to our friend's house on the weekend and swam in their pool, which is so nice. And they have a beautiful house and yard. And there is...
Best friends.
It's great. But there is this thing of just even when the kids were just like running around the house being like sort of violent with each other, I was just like, oh, it's so relaxing to just know there's no one under there. Yeah. You know, like...
Oh my gosh. When we're someplace where they can stomp, it's
crazy.
It's like going to college for the first time and realizing that you're not beholden to any parents and you're just suddenly living your own life. It's like, I want to stomp so bad.
Anyway, I'm going to, we have to give our listeners our Venmo.
So they can Venmo
us to get a house.
The sex fund? The house fund?
If you guys want to send us money, just email us. We'll find a way to get it from you. Don't worry about it. We'll figure it out.
What if everyone just never mind. Don't. Oh God.
What, you're gonna ask them to pay for sex toys?
Yes. Yeah. How did you know that? That's what I was. No, I'll get those. My thanks. Thank you very self. You much?
Was that too much for? Was that too much of an injury to your masculinity? I could pay for my own sex toys for my own wife, sir.
Yes. sir, take your Venmo back.
Good day.
While we're here in the weeds of topics I'm normally too uncomfortable to talk about.
Tonight you're too tired to be uncomfortable.
Tonight I'm too dead to not talk about it. So I was in our bed on my computer and Maven comes in and opens your drawer. And then she goes, can I have this? And I look down and she's holding a small vibrator.
Mm-hmm.
Which is yours.
It's a really it away from her. Little vibrator. I just want to paint a picture for the listener.
It's like a little egg.
It's like, it's almost like,
it's like a squashed egg.
It's almost like there's this makeup applicator that's shaped like a sort of pointy egg. It's
now
a lot
I know. Now
like
I know.
That.
What you're talking about.
Beauty blender. It's a lot like.
Oh, I actually do know what you're talking about.
It's a lot like a vibrator shaped like a beauty blender, if you will.
That only helped the people that already knew what
and
you were talking
it's
about.
It's a light lilac color, very beautiful.
It looks like a toy.
I know the name of it actually because I feel like I've recommended it to several people. It's called, I think, the Juju Mimi. It's very versatile. It's because it's small.
Anyway, I had to take this away from Maven.
It looks like a children's toy. It's very cute.
And I was like, and I grabbed it. And I was like, I can't. She's like, I was like, that's not for you. And she said, why? And I was like, normally she doesn't even ask straight up why like that.
She says why all the time.
Well, not. There was something weird about the. Remember, I'm like, you can't have that.
Did she raise her eyebrow at you?
She's like, oh, yeah, daddy? Why?
Yeah, let's get into it. Do you want me to get the body
and
parts
I had to
book?
Say, that's mommy's. She says, I think she said, like, I want that toy. I was like, this is mommy's toy.
It is mommy's toy.
She was really upset, and I was like, it does look fun. But
it is fun.
I'm so tired.
Are you going to edit this all out after you?
No, I don't have. I'm too dehydrated. That's it. We're ending the episode right now.
Okay. Well, anyway, was there a listener question that
Andrea, there's nothing you can do. It's going to happen and it's going to be difficult. but it's also going to be beautiful.
You've got this. Just get help. It's all the usual baby stuff that you know better this time, and now you're more prepared.
Yeah. You're a professional mommy already, so no big deal.
Yeah, professional mommy. Get yourself a nice vibrator as a little treat, you know, before and after. You're not really going to want to have a lot of penetration happening, probably.
I'd like to apologize to Beth and my mothers.
I'm giving real useful information for
not,
women's health.
I'm not apologizing for the information.
Well, then don't interrupt me while I'm talking.
That's valid. That's valid.
What I was saying was late pregnancy, postpartum, women are not always in the mood to be deeply penetrated. And the Juju Mimi is a nice clitoral vibrator.
Juju Mimi?
Allows for a nice, lazy sexual interactions for tired parents. But you don't have to get that brand. You know, get what's in your budget. Get what looks fun for you. Hide it from your children.
Yeah, don't put it in the lowest drawer.
I mean, it's been there for weeks, and it's been safe.
Every time you say the name of the product, I
Juju
think...
Juju Mimi?
It sounds like you add another syllable each time.
No.
Like, Juju Mimi, bon moi.
We should get them to sponsor this.
Juju Mimi, oui, oui, ha ha, boom, boom.
Everyone, message Juju Mimi on social media. Tell them to help us get a house. I believe we can do this in 2019.
Make it, manifest it, make it happen. Oh, man, this has been another episode of We Know's Parenting. If you would like to reach out and ask us a question, tell us a story, give us some advice, or offer up a Would You Know's Parenting hypothetical situation, you can email us at weknowspod@gmail.com. Or go to our website, weknowsparenting.com, for merch and our call-in number and all that fun stuff.
You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at weknowspod, or you can please rate, review, subscribe.
Crazy idea. Rate and review. Subscribe. That'd be cool.
Yeah. Say, this is a sexy podcast for parents.
Okay, I'm going to actually ask somebody to literally...
If you please would say that.
Literally just write a review that says, this is a... What'd you say?
This is a sexy podcast for parents.
This is a sexy podcast for parents. And then do a winking emoji.
Yeah.
Five stars.
Hey, any other suggestive emojis you want to throw in there? Appreciated.
5 stars. Bye!
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.